Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy. If you're moving house, call your local energy retailer Red Energy. And for Wilson Homes, celebrating the biggest cash discount ever. Now, Jared, when we talk buy rounds in the AFL footy, usually it's about players misbehaving.
Normally.
Doing things they shouldn't do.
Oh, some of the things they like doing.
Maybe having a couple too many beers.
A few reds.
I wonder how the godfather of the Storm, Frank Panisi, enjoyed his break. Because, of course, Origin break, which means not a break for the players who are good enough to be part of it, but New South Wales sending it to game three. They belted Queensland, but surely Frank got a little break in.
He'd get a break in. He would have done the gardening. He would have pulled out all the weeds. He would have painted the fence.
Would he have got a little overseas trip in, do you think?
I reckon he would have got the gurney out and sprayed the driveway. There would have been two or three other things that his good wife would have had on the list for him to have done before they get in the car and go somewhere. Now, where is the somewhere? Ooh. Let's find out. Frank Panisi joins us. Good afternoon to you, Frank, or good evening.
G'day, Jared. Yeah, same with self, Sam. No, it was probably in between all that. Certainly not an overseas jaunt or trip, but certainly got away from home. So, no, kept it in-house. Went to regional Victoria.
Yep.
Kept it all in-house. Proud Victorian these days, so let's keep our money in Victoria. Right,
down to Phillip Island to see the Penguins, or to Port Campbell, where my mates all hang out to see the 12 Apostles. Or did countryside?
More countryside, in between Dalesford and Hepburn Springs.
So okay.
Really easy.
Sounds like you drank a lot of red wine to me. When you didn't go there just for the hot springs, you could run a hot bath at home, Frank.
Yeah, I'm going to be guilty of that, unfortunately, Jared. But no, needed a wait. Good mid-season break, but look forward to coming back and for the second half of the season. So excited what lays ahead.
Okay, let's tick off on how the Storm players went last night, beginning with Cameron Munster, who didn't have his best.
No, he didn't. It was, played behind a well-beaten pack.
Yep.
He's pulled up a bit sore, unfortunately.
Shoulder?
Again, that's one of the shoulders. So he's going to be touch and go for Thursday night. He's probably looking more unlikely than likely to play, but he's recovers well. So we'll just see how he's not as bad as probably we thought he was last night, but whether he plays on Thursday night, it's very much a 50-50 at this stage. But the other two players pulled up well, both Felice Kaufusi. Harry Grant, obviously, very disappointed with the result, especially after the first game. But they'll be definitely playing on Thursday night.
44-12 victory to the Blues. It was pretty one-sided. I mean, it was competitive early, but when the dam broke, it flooded.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary game, Jared. Like at just before halftime, Queensland were winning 12-8, and then our own Felice Kaufusi, I thought, harshly got sent to the sin bin about 3 minutes before halftime. At that stage, it was very much a 50-50 game. It was it ebbed and flowed, and then they scored just before halftime, 14-12, but they had to then withstand another 8 minutes with only 12 men, with a man being down. And they fought bravely, but it just took a lot out of them. And as you said, it was a great expression. Even when Felice came back, they were that fatigued and the dam open. And they were disappointing. I thought they did so well handling playing with 12 men. Given it was a harsh decision, but after that, no, they just didn't have an answer. But, yeah, the Blues were pretty impressive.
Frank, are you a supporter of sending a man off so the opposition is one man short? We had an incident on the weekend where I think we're amiss as a code not to have a send-off rule. But I don't like being one man down. Where do you sit on that?
No, it definitely ruined the spectacle. Yeah, and it wasn't a clear-cut one. I think, look, if it's a... what we call in our game, when it's a professional foul, a player purposely holds a player back from scoring or the team's going to score, that's obvious that's a professional foul.
Yep.
Felice Kaufusi last night was sent to the sin bin because Queensland had repeated infringements on their try line. But it was a real subjective call and there was no official warning. He was sent. So I just think it was so subjective, and I just think it was such a grey area. It was a tough one, but look, the way the game is now, to play one man short, it's a gross disadvantage. So unless it's obvious, no, I'm not a fan of it.
Yep, I think you've summarised it pretty well, Frank. Hey, so Seagulls on Thursday night, you accounted for them earlier in the year. Just looks like you're starting to get a few players back. Is this when the whips start to get cracking, Frank?
Well, we're probably just going to get through this next couple of weeks tricky period because we're still in the origin period, so we've got the players backing up. And it wasn't just the origin players. We had five players playing for New Zealand on Saturday, and
Pacific
we had a Fijian, and we had a Papua New Guinean. So we've got 10 players backing up from the weekend with only a four-day break. So we've got to get through this tricky period. And then the following Thursday, we don't have our Origin players when we play the Sharks. And then the following game after that, I think it's the Raiders, we've got a short turnaround after Origin 3. We've just got to get through this tricky period and then give them all a decent break. And then hopefully after that, that's when we can really start to build some form going in the finals. So it's just about navigating and getting through this tricky period at Stone
Center. I was listening to the build-up on the game on the way home from my duties last night, Frank, and I must admit I was a bit perplexed at a couple of the experts. I'm not sure who they were. They're on SEN talking about the lead-up and the whys and the wherefores of arriving in town on Monday as against arriving in town on Thursday, which I believe one of the sides did, and there was a bit of a debate as to which was the best and maybe it was going to, you know, impact high performance. And I thought to myself, come on, fellas, don't you guys realise that in the AFL, these guys go from Perth to Sydney and Perth to Melbourne on a regular basis the day before? I thought it was a bit of an overkill. Maybe that's what happens at State of Origin time. We treat it like it's something above what happens on a regular basis.
Yeah, look, I totally agree with you. Yeah, and these players have, you know, they do it all the time. We travel to New Zealand, we travel to Townsville. Yeah. They're big trips, so it's not like you're not used to travelling. So, and it's horses for courses. I mean, some teams prefer to get there early and be settled for the week. You know, Billy with his team, it was a fair call. They've been very settled for the first game up there on the Gold Coast. They know their surroundings, warmer weather. They chartered a flight going over. So I don't think either decision by the New South Wales to stay there for a week compared to Queensland not to.
Yeah,
I think it made absolutely no difference to the result or the performance.
Spot on. Look forward to talking to you next week, Frank, on the back of another win. I know it's going to be a difficult challenge given the probable omissions, but as always, we expect you to fire up and play well against the Eagles.
Much appreciated, Jared.
Frank Bonici, straight from the Dalesford Hot Springs.